parsha, we learn about the mitzvah of kilayim, the prohibition. The prohibition of wearing wool and linen together. It's a lot of very interesting Divrei Agada. Maybe if we have some time, we'll come back to Divrei Agada. But I want to talk about the Dvar Halacha, which has many, many major ramifications in many areas of our life. La Halacha L'maisa. What is the big shayla? The big shayla is the Gemara Mesech LeBrachos. The Gemara discusses a case. You're walking in the street. Okay, you're walking in the street. You see your friend got a beautiful new suit. Ah, he's wearing a beautiful new suit, and you happen to be a big mumcha in clothing, and you know as a fact
that
your friend is wearing shatnez, and he's walking down. It's in MetLife Stadium, Siyum HaShas, and the cameras are focused, and he's sitting here. He paid for a very expensive seat, sitting right near the dais. Maybe he's on the dais. He's sitting there, and you know for a fact that your friend is wearing shatnez. You know because you're an expert in the industry. You're an expert. You can see with the utmost clarity, beyond the shadow of a doubt, okay, theoretical case, that your friend is wearing shatnez. And he's sitting in MetLife Stadium, 90,000 people, all Jews, so you know everyone knows each other. All Jews, from Jews, and the cameras are on, and the whole world is watching online. Everyone is watching, and you know he's wearing shatnez. So you know what it says in the Gemara? You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe what it says in the Gemara. Okay. Gemara Masecht. I'm not making this up. I think I make things up over here. Okay, brachas I do sometimes, but not today. Not today. Brachas stuff. You test on the base. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hamoitzi kilayim bebigdoi. If someone discovers kilayim bebigdoi, climb in your own clothing. Okay, I did not get to the case yet. The case of our imaginary case. But if you find kilayim bebig, my own clothing, poishtan afilu bishok. So let's say it was me. Let's say you're sitting in MetLife right in the center. The cameras, 90,000, everyone's watching you, and I discover, oy, oy. This is kilayim. I have no doubt in my mind that this is kilayim. You mechuyev to take off your clothing and go bare naked. They'll arrest you. They'll arrest you. They'll arrest you on live television. Okay? They'll arrest you on live television. You hear, what about Godol kavod habriyos? God will cover abriyos. No, sorry. My timer ain't chokma, the ain't tivuna, the ain't eitza, l'neged Hashem. You are in violation of an iser deoraisa of wearing shatnez. How dare you wear shatnez, violate Hashem's Torah. Just because you're in a stadium and 90,000 people are looking right at you, 90,000 from people, they're the worst, right? They're going to talk about it forever and ever. They're looking at you. Ein chochma v'ein tevuna v'ein eitzel l'neged Hashem kol mokum sheyesh chilul Hashem. Chil Hashem does not mean the goyim are going to talk about. Chil Hashem means in your innermost chambers. When you're all alone and no one knows but you, that's also called the Chil Hashem. That's clear as day. Ein cholkim kavod l'rav. Who's the Rav? Yourself. For yourself. There's no covet. Now, the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says a story. What's the story? The story is, let me find the story, where there was a woman was walking in the street wearing a beautiful garment. Okay, behemshuch de v'agamara. Move l'gabe doris harishu. In the previous generations, they were meiser nefesh. The Gemara gives a story. Meiser Rav Adbar Hava raw. He saw a kusis. Now that means he did not know she was a kusis. He saw women. Can you imagine? They looked at women in those days. They looked at women. He saw what appeared to be a woman. A woman. He did not yet know a kusis. Though she was a non-Jew. Beged choshuv. A a beautiful garment, b'shuk, walking in the street in public. Now, what did he do? He went over to her and ripped the garment off her body. Okay, you go to jail today, right? You go to jail today, don't pay a skull. Now, what was the issue with the garment? Many Rishonim said it was shatnez. Okay, we are taught in yeshiva, we're taught the pshat of the marshal. The marshal says that it was a beged shel pritzus. Okay, it was a provocative garment. That's how I remember the Gemara. And therefore he thought that she was a Jewish woman. How dare a Jewish woman wear a provocative garment to arouse the attention of all the men to look at her? So he ripped the garment off her back. Okay, that's the way I remember the Gemara. That's the way probably many of you remember the Gemara. What? Red. It was a red. But that doesn't say that in the Gemara. It doesn't say in the Gemara. That is the way we are being brainwashed. I should stop using that word. I have to stop using that. It's not a nice word.
You should do like this?
No, of course. Today you do like this, you go straight to jail.
That time he went.
It says he did it. He did it. Maiserav. A story is always better than a halach. Halach is always theoretical. He acted upon this. The Radvaz. The Radvaz says that's not the Radvaz says clear as day. He says that the Gemara, the issue was he thought she was a Jewish woman, and the garment was shatnez. The Radvaz, the Chaim Mavu B'Trumas Hadeshen, all says that simple pshat in the Gemara. It's a continuation of the sugi of shatnez. It follows right after the sugi of shatnez, and the Gemara Brachos Daf Yutes Samed Beis. He saw a woman in the street wearing shatnez. This wasn't a matter of a provocative garment going to arouse the attention of the Talmidim. A woman is wearing shatnez in the street. He ripped the garment off her back. You're not allowed to wear shatnez. He was mevazah her. Oh, but what about a gadol kavod abrius? The Gemara says, Ein chachma v'ein tvuna v'ein eitzel l'neged Hashem. Now that's the opinion of the Radvaz, the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshen. Now we have to understand that, and in fact, that's the halacha, the way the Rosh paskins the halacha. Mamish, the Rosh, the holy Rosh, he paskins that Ein Achnami, it's even though the Gemara only, well, the Gemara according to the Rosh, Lachar says it explicitly. The Rosh doesn't explain the Gemara at all. But the one thing that we do know for sure is the beginning of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda Barav, so that if you know that yourself are wearing shatnez, you have no choice. You have to get naked in the middle of the street. That's a given. No one argues with that. That's also an incredible chiddush to say such a thing. But the Rosh goes to say, lav dafka, if you're the one who's wearing the shatnez. Anyone that's wearing shatnez. You're wearing shanes in the middle of the street, take off your clothing in the middle of the street. Ein chachma v'ein tvuna v'ein eitzel l'neged Hashem. That's how the Rosh paskins. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Hilchos Kalayim says that if you see imroye kalayim shel toira, kalayim de'oiraisa shel b'beged chaveroi, it's the other way around. The Rambam is the one that says rip the clothing off. The Rosh is the one that says only yourself. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The other way around. The Rambam says if you go in the street and you see your friend is wearing shatnez, the Rambam, the holy Rambam, rip the clothing off his back in public. Who cares about his bush or chlima? Too bad for him. Ein chachma v'ein tvuna neged das Hashem. The Rosh says, not so fast. You can take off your own clothing and be mevaza yourself, but don't dare take off someone else's clothing in the middle of the street. Okay, a fundamental machlekes, the Rosh and the Rambam. What's pshat the Rambam? So the Nosei Kalim explained, because the Rambam's girsa was, what was his girsa? Let me just tell you the words, the girsa of the Rambam. Hamoitze kilayim poishtoi, take it off. It does not, the Rambam's Girsa does not have the word Bigdoy. In our Gemara, where I read it to you in the very beginning is, Omar Rav Yehuda Marav Hamoitzi Kilayim Bigdoy, in your own clothing. So the Rosh takes this to be the Iker. Only your own clothing poishtan afilu b'shuk. Your own clothing. But don't bother someone else. What about the next piece of Gemara of Adabar Ahava? He ripped off a garment off a woman. Who says the garment was shatnez? There was another issue. She was pritzus. She was a prutza. So that she deserved it. That's a different sugya. Okay? But don't try that today either. That's a different sugya. But nothing to do with shatnez. The Rambam says, no, first of all, the next piece of Gemara, Lachari, you could understand to mean that it was Kalayim, Shatnez, and that's why he ripped it off the woman. And secondly, the Rambam, in the first piece of Gemara, he was not Goyres, Bigdoy. If you're walking in the street and you discover Shatnez, doesn't matter, me, you, him, the Rosh Hashiva, janitor, doesn't make a difference. Shatnez in the street, Ein chachma v'ein tfuna v'ein neitz negen Hashem. You rip the clothing off the person, whether you like it or not. Unbelievable. Yeah. A fundamental, major, major machlokes. What is a tali in? Well, very simple. It's very simple. Is that if the person doesn't know that he's doing an avera, that's not an avera. If I know that I'm doing an avera, I know it. I'm wearing shanis. Oh, I'm in trouble. I don't. Ein chanami. Ein chachma v'ein eitz v'ein tfuna negen Hashem. But this guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's a misasek. He doesn't know. So you're going to be mevaze him because he does know. There is a principle called Godol Kavod Habriyos. Don't be mevaze someone else. There are times you don't have a choice. Ein chachma v'ein tfuna v'ein eitz neged Hashem. However, but if the person doesn't even know what he's doing, he's not a lahachistic person. He has no intent to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no clue. So let him continue. Ignorance is bliss. Let him continue his merry way. Tell him to come to your house and have ready for him a suit and say, you know, it could be that when you're wearing a shatnez, so here, no one knows, no one sees, and you do it in a very discreet way. But don't be mevaz because he's not doing anything wrong.
If you have someone on Shabbos,
oh, I'm coming there right now. Hochiach Tochiach is only when you're doing an Avera. Hochiach Tochiach is only when the person knows he's doing an Avera and he doesn't care. He doesn't know he's a misasek. Now, this Machlekes, the Rambam obviously disagrees. The Rambam disagrees and holds, just even though a person is a misasek, and the way the Mefarshim explained this is that a misasek is enough to exempt you from bringing a korban. When it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, if I have kavana to pick up something that's detached from the ground, and by mistake I pick up something that is attached to the ground, so you don't bring a korban from Mechal Shabbos. If you go out into the street in a place where there's a Rishus Haram Deraisa and you're carrying something in your pocket, and I didn't even know there's something in my pocket, no, you're not chayiv for being Mechalal Shabbos. You don't bring a carbon chatos. Just because we are so familiar with the principle of Misasing Hilchah Shabbos that you're potter from a carbon chatos, you're not chayiv for carbon chatos, but you're still doing it in Avera. If you're still doing an Avera, you have no choice but to be Modia, the person they're doing an Avera, and you have to put an end to it ASAP. Tremendous Chiddush, to say so. That's the Rambam. Now this has many, many Nafkin. I'll give you very quickly some Nafkinis. Nafkin number one, as you just mentioned, let us say a person, you know that a person's tzitzis are, on the talis gadol, are possible. So the rule is, if you're wearing a talis and the tzitzis are posel, you're not allowed to wear a talis. You're not allowed to wear a four-cornered garment that does not have kosher tzitzis. So let's say you yourself know it. If you yourself know it, you got a big problem. You really should take the talis off. Now, you'll be embarrassed. Everyone in shul is sitting with the talis and you're going to be sitting without a talis if you take the talis off. So it's a very big question what to do. To put the talis on, it would seem for sure not. you can't put the talus on. You come to shul, you open up your talus bag, and you look at your tzitzis, and guess what? They are as puzzle as a doorknob. Okay? So can you put the talus on? You can't put it on. I'm going to be embarrassed. Everyone, the shul does not have even one spear talus. The simcha. A lot of people have come to this. All of the spear talisos. Is that the correct word? Talisos are used. Yiddish. Talisim in Yiddish. Talisos in Hebrew. In Hebrew. In Yiddish? Is it correct to say in talis? Whatever. So, what are you going to do? Sorry, in Chachma Vein Eitzel, you cannot put this garment on. But let's say you're already wearing the talus. And a charl comes over to you with a scissor and cuts them off. Or you walk by a chair and it rips it off, and you're a Talmud Chachma, you know, I'm already wearing it. Am I mechuyev to take it off? So based upon the rush, there's a leniency. Just don't go to the bathroom. Because once you go to the bathroom and you take it off, you're not going to be putting it back on. But if you don't go to the bathroom and you're wearing it, you can meet Samach on the rush. The rush says, don't get up and do something. But it's Shev Al Taseh. It's a little bit more than the rush, because the rush's case is the case going where the person doesn't even know what he's doing. This is a bit of an extension of its, well, he doesn't know what he's doing, so it's Shev Al Taseh. I'm not doing anything. It's a little bit of an extension, but if it's a person who's really embarrassed, there are definitely poiskim, it's a very big question, but there are poiskim that are maker that say, listen, it's Shev Al Taseh, there's the rush that says, you don't have to tell someone, so for yourself also, you don't have to tell yourself. It's a little bit of a stretch, just don't do a maisa. You don't do a maisa. Putting it on is not a thing, but what about someone else? So according to the rush, no, you don't have to tell them. According, if you know for a fact that someone is wearing on Shabbat talus, that's definitely you, possible. You can see what's going on. If he doesn't know, mind
like
your own business.
Like
very good. The Erev is down, but see, let me come back in a sec. Let me go give you more another example. You go on an airplane. Okay, let's say a person is traveling on the airplane because Rachmana Litzlan lost a relative, and he is escorting the body to Eretz Yisrael, and he knows as a fact that the body is on this airplane, and he's going to Eretz Yisrael to escort the body, and he sits down. Who's sitting next to him? Rabbi Cohn. Mr. Cohn.
Who's that?
Ooh, do you know that there is a you know, there's a dead body. Now, today you should know there are all these different kunsim in order to contain the tumah. I'm not familiar. There are different techniques that maybe, whatever. Let's assume that it's a real problem. The best thing is just don't tell him. Don't tell him. If you tell him, according to the Rambam, you got to tell him. According to the Rambam, Chachmah Tovah Ein Eitzel Neged Hashem, get off the plane. He has a parachute. Is a parachute. Good luck. It's you know, over, you meet him and you go for a cup of coffee in the middle of the plane over the Atlantic, and all of a sudden, who do you see by the coffee machine over there? You see Mr. Cohn. Oh, Mr. Cohn, don't you know that, you know, I'm going to Israel, there's a dead body on the plane, you're not allowed to be on this plane. So he asked the stewardess for a parachute. See you later. Right? So that's what the Rambam says you gotta do. The Rambam says it, but according to the Rush, don't tell him. Keep it a secret. Okay, now here's where it makes a very big difference. Here's the very important thing, so we have to draw the line. Let us say, theoretically, the theoretical case, a person is mizaneh with an eshes ish. He has an affair with an eshes ish. He's mizaneh with a married woman. What is the halacha? Most of the time, this is not a nogeya. The whole halacha is not a nogeya because the adulterer is not coming to ask shilas. Guarantee. Okay, so it's not nogeya. Maybe one in a million you'll have a shilas. It's a theoretical case, but you can extrapolate. The yisod is very important. We can extrapolate from this to other cases. Okay, theoretical case. A person is mizaneh with an eshes ish. He did it willingly, and she did it willingly. There's no rape. Yeah, this was all done No oines. This is all done biratzen. Okay, consensual, 100%. So what is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? She is no longer allowed to live with her husband. If she consensually lives with another man, she's an eshes ish, a man that's not her husband, she is forbidden to live with her husband, and her husband is forbidden to live with her. They're obligated by halacha to get divorced. There's nothing to talk about. No ands, if, or buts. That's the halacha. Is he coming now, but what's going on? Is he coming to tell the husband, you're living with a forbidden woman? No, he's not telling her. Is the wife telling the husband what she did? No. Does she know the halacha? Probably not. Does she care about, even if she knows the halacha, does she care about the halacha? Probably not. So the only one that's being fooled, who may care about the halacha, who says even the husband would even care, but let's assume the husband would care. Let's argue theoretically, say the husband is the type of person which you have grounds to believe that he would care. He's the only one being fooled. Because she doesn't care anyway, and he doesn't care. He's being fooled. Let's say one day this fellow, he's willing to go public. He's willing to confess. He's willing to go public and suffer the consequences for what he has done. I don't know all the rules because, you know, it's causing shame to the children, the family, v'chulu. Okay, I don't know all the details. Since you have to go really know all the rules. Let's put all that aside for now. Everything is an issue. Let's put everything aside. Okay, this is theoretical to bring out a point, bring out a halacha. Everything aside. Let's say everything is not an issue. He's gonna confess. He's going to go public. And he wants to tell the husband, sir, I'm telling you, I live with your wife willingly. And you're not allowed to live with your wife. Because every single second you're doing an avera. Now, according to the Rambam, he's mechuyev to do so. There's no question about it. Putting everything else aside, he has an obligation to tell this person you're doing an avera every single second. According to the Rosh, you will argue, no, bliss is ignorance. As long as you don't know, mind your own business. You did an avera, she did an avera, he's in violation of halacha. No.
Then you could be making him
amazed,
right?
No. That's another issue. So I told you, put that aside. Let's assume that we're dealing with the type of a person that you have a reason to assume he will divorce his wife because of this. He does not want to continue living the Isser, he will divorce. Let's assume that's the case. Okay, you have reason to assume that to be the case.
Will believe the man.
What? Hey, you're right. You are correct. Every question you're saying is 100% valid, and that's why I told you it's not practical for many reasons. But I want to bring out a point. I want to bring out a halachic point. So the answer the poskim say is, guess what? In this case, even the Rosh will agree that you have to tell the person. Why? Because it's not only one avera. This is an avera that's going to happen again, again, and again. In the case of Kelayim, right now the guy is, for the next 10 minutes, walking in the street. Eventually, you're going to tell him when he gets home in his privacy of his own home, you'll tell him it's Shanis, or he will buy a new suit eventually. He's not going to wear the same garment forever. So the Isser will come to an end very shortly. That's where the Rosh says, listen, he's a misasek. He doesn't know what he's doing. Sheval tasim, mind your own business. But with the Avera will continue to go on and on and on and on. Even the Rosh has to agree. Ein chochma v'ein tfuna v'ein eitza neged Hashem. So this case is an exception. Now, you have to extrapolate. What about the case of the Kohen that go in the airplane? Being on an airplane for 12 hours, to what degree does that... Is it a one-time avera? Every second, every second, even when it comes to clothing, when you take this factor into consideration, it changes the dynamics. One time you have the Rosh. Gadol kavod habrios. He's a misasek. He doesn't know what he's doing. You're not mechuyev to go and start up with him. We have a gemara. The gemara says, big dough, your garment, not someone else's garment. Not like the Rambam, not the gears of the Rambam. But if it's a prolonged period of time, then it's not mstaver to say, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says you have no choice, you have to tell the person. When it comes to arayos, the halach is you have to tell the person. Putting everything else aside, I told you, there are many other factors. Who says he's believed, the guy, like, all these things, putting everything else aside. So when it comes to these type of questions, when it comes to the kohen in the cemetery, when it comes to to the case of tzitzis, when it comes to the other examples, I don't remember all different examples, then you have to draw this difference between a one-time event and a prolonged, continuous, multiple violation of anus.